Amen. Omagana Tamarandasya Kananjana Salakaya Chaksur Milita Tasmai Shi Gurvena Maha Shi Chaitanyamaro Vishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Pandeham Shi Guru Shi Utaparakamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitamtam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shiva Sakam Vitamscha Hey Krishna Karna Sindo Dina Bando Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchena Gorangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Prishubhanu Sudadevi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpa Trubhyascha Kripa Sinubhyevacha Patitanam Bhavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Pranitananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasati Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
Om Namo Bhagavate
Vasudevaya
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
The topical class today is about good qualities, three good qualities specifically. One of them is samadarshi, to see everyone equally, and the other is nidosha, I guess it should be nirdosha or nidosha, not to have any fault. And the last one is shanta, peaceful. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, Krishna says, yas yasti bhaktir bhagavad kinchana. Well, it's actually not Krishna who says that. It's in the fifth canto. Yas yasti bhaktir bhagavad kinchana savara, what's the next word? Gunais tatra samasate sura. Harava bhaktasya kutomaya guna Tato navati bhavato bahi. That is, yas yasti bhaktir bhagavad akinchana. That one who's in Krishna consciousness, he has all the good qualities of the demigods. And one who's not in Krishna consciousness, then although he may manifest temporarily some good quality, but because he's on the mental platform, that quality won't last very long. In other words, by nature, every living entity, being a spiritual soul, has all the good qualities, at least 50 or 55 of them, that Krishna has, such as Krishna is the all attractive, he has fluent speaker, expert dresser, expert judge of time and circumstance, etc. Because Krishna is unlimited, and therefore Krishna has unlimited good qualities, just like an ocean, an unlimited ocean. The living entity, being a particle of that ocean, has in quality those good qualities, at least 50, 55 of them, in minute quantity. And the first quality that's mentioned is samadarshini, to see everyone equally. Actually, everyone is factually equally, although our manifestation in the material world of our material personality, our material mind, our material conception of life, and our physical body are certainly not equal. But because the soul doesn't change in spite of any material circumstance, therefore all the souls are equal. in the material world, all the souls are equally asleep. And in the spiritual world, they're all awake. Vidya vanaya sampane brahmani gavi hastini shuni chaiva svapake cha pandita samadarshanaha. That the learned sages, by virtue of true knowledge, the humble sages, by virtue of true knowledge, see with an equal vision the cow, the dog, the elephant, and the dog eater. Because actually everyone is equal. That is our basic philosophy. The difference between ourselves and the body. The body is temporary, but the soul, ourselves within the body, we're conscious of all the different changes of the body, we're all eternal. Therefore, one who's on the spiritual platform, he understands that what we're actually saying is not exactly the activity of the soul. Although the soul is always active, but the soul's activity now is active in the material world or in the spiritual world. In other words, the soul has a choice. He's been put into a machine, Krishna says. This body is a yantra, and the soul is not exactly the driver. He's the passenger. But because we've been put into a certain machine, there are certain possibilities every machine has. Now, the possibilities depend upon our past karma also, and upon our present association. What does that mean? As Krishna says, apuryamanam achala pratishtam samudram apa pravishanti advat tadvat kamayam pravishanti sarve sa shantimat noti na kama kami. A person who is not disturbed by the incessant flow of desires that enter like the rivers into the ocean, which is always being filled but is always still, can alone achieve peace, and not the man who strives to satisfy such desires. In other words, the body we have has a gross form that we see and a subtle form. And in the subtle form, there are so many desires that are flowing through our mind, just like the rivers are going entering into the ocean. And the soul, he's aware of those desires because he's conscious, just like we're aware of the body, and the body contributes to our desires. For instance, we're hungry, and therefore we desire to serve the stomach or the tongue. That desire becomes noticeable. Namely, there is a demand, and we have to satisfy it. On the mental platform, though, desires can be kind of rise out of complete nothingness. There's no need for the desire, but we create desires, and therefore, and then we want to serve them. So on the physical platform, generally desires arise out of demands. And on the mental platform, they just arise. Sometimes to fulfill things like profit or adoration or distinction. On the mental platform, the desires can be practically unlimited. Therefore, even in the Western world, where people more or less are able to satisfy their gross physical desires, of course, even those are not satisfied because people don't know how to satisfy those desires. They don't know how to eat. They don't know how to sleep. They don't know how to mate. They don't know how to defend. Therefore, even those desires are always unsatisfied. But what to speak of on the mental platform, I want money. And when you get money, at least some people, there's no end to how much money they want. As a matter of fact, the more money they have, the more money they want. A billionaire, he wants another billion. A millionaire, he only wants another million. So there's a big difference between them. But all they are is just desires going through our mind. And the soul, he can grab hold of the desire and become attached to it through the process of thinking or feeling and then willing. Therefore, dhyayato visham pumsam sangas te shupajayate. Sangat sanjayate kama, kama krodha bijayate. As soon as we think, what should I be doing? we have a choice. Whether I should think what Krishna wants me to do with this body, or if we're not thinking like that, Maya will give us so many alternatives. And then she'll point out, well, do this. Oh, you don't want to do that. All right, then do this. Do something. Don't sit around. All right, you don't want to do anything? Then just go to sleep. That's all right. So Maya will give us so many alternatives in the modes of ignorance, sleeping, passion, work harder, goodness, just be happy. So Maya will offer these things and these opportunities, and we choose, yes, I'm going to sleep. And then Krishna, dadami buddhiyogam tam, or sarvasya chaham ridhi sannivishto matak smritira jnanam aponam cha. And then Krishna will say, yes, you want to sleep, I'll give you so much intelligence. There is a nice little corner, it's nice and dark, just crawl into it. Thank you, Krishna, you're so kind. So that's our free will. Or we can choose, if we hear from Krishna or from Krishna's representatives, then we can have another choice. We can go to sleep and dream about Krishna, if we hear enough about Krishna during the day. So the same activity may be there, but it can also be done for Krishna, under the guidance of Krishna's devotees. Therefore, Krishna consciousness is not only exactly how to do something, it's about how to perceive of things, buddhi yoga. For instance, in this shanta, peacefulness, Krishna says, bhoktaram jagatapasam sarva loka maheshwaram suridam sarva bhutanam gyatva mam shantim richati. The sages who know me as the ultimate purpose of all sacrifices and austerities, the Supreme Lord of all planets and demigods, and the ultimate benefactor and well-wisher of all the Vyantis, achieve peace from the pangs of material miseries. In other words, we have to develop vision. We're all in the material world, the conditioned soul is blind. He thinks he's his body, he thinks everyone else is his body, he thinks so many things that are wrong. This body is going to live forever, or after he leaves the body, he'll go to heaven and play a harp or horn. He has so many crazy ideas about existence. What we actually need is knowledge, real knowledge. Real knowledge begins with the fact that we're not the body and that we should engage the body in Krishna's service, that there is a Krishna. And he's actually the owner of everything. If we just accept that, then we won't look around in the material world and thinking, what's here for me? What do I want? How am I going to enjoy? How am I going to protect me and mine? Of course, generally the story is the same old story. On the airplane, I looked through the magazine to see what the latest movies are, although I didn't watch any of them, just to see. And all of them, they're always the same thing. Boy meets girl, or, you know, nowadays I think it's animal meets other animal. Tarzan meets, you know, an ape. It's the same thing. Male, of course, nowadays it may be boy meets boy. Who knows? But more or less, it's the same thing. Over and up, punak punas charavita charavananam. But of course, people think this time it's going to be different. This time, Jane is going to surrender. Maybe Jane won't surrender, but this monkey will surrender. That this time Minnie Mouse and Mickey Mouse will actually live happily ever after. Romeo will actually get to marry Juliet, etc. But it's the same thing. It starts out with courting, and it winds up in the court. But we're thinking that this time it's going to be different. This time, I'm actually going to enjoy in the material world and be happy. So Maya is offering so many things, and Krishna is saying, we have to see things properly. Samam sarveshu bhuteshu tishtantam parameshwaram vinasya va vinashantam yak pashyati sa pashyati. One who can see that the Super Soul is present everywhere, equally everywhere, does not degrade himself by his mind, and thus approaches the transcendental destination. Samam pashyani sarvatra samavasti tamishwaram nihinasya manatmanam tatoyati param gatim. One who sees that the Super Soul is equal to all living entities, does not degrade himself by his mind, and thus he approaches the transcendental destination. In other words, everyone, especially in the human form of life, we have an opportunity to choose the right thing. And this is where nirdosha, we have an opportunity to become faultless. Faultless means we don't stand in the way of Krishna. Krishna is unlimited pleasure, he's unlimited awareness, he's unlimited everything eternally. And we can manifest Krishna if we just don't stand in the way. Therefore, Krishna says, Nirmitra Matram Bhavasavasachin, just become an instrument. Not for your mind, and the mind means lust, anger, greed, and everything else that follows, delusion, forgetfulness, bewilderment, and then material activity. But see things in relation to Krishna, and then when we start remembering again who we really are, then our delusion will go away, and then we won't, if we become angry, we'll become angry for Krishna. If we become greedy, we'll become greedy for Krishna. If we become lusty, we'll become lusty for Krishna. If we start with real knowledge. That Jivera Supahoi Krishnara Nityadas. I am simply Krishna's servant, and I should just accept whatever flows from my mind if it's actually from the bona fide spiritual master coming from Krishna, and it's engaging me, this body, my mind, my words, in Krishna's service. If we simply accept that, then whatever we're doing is faultless. In the eyes of others, it may be full of faults. As a matter of fact, people criticize Krishna, as I've said before. What to speak of ourselves? One time Prabhupada, one devotee came to Prabhupada and said, Prabhupada, they're always criticizing me. So Prabhupada said, but they criticize Krishna. They criticize Lord Chaitanya. So the devotee said, but Prabhupada, you don't understand. People are always criticizing me. So Prabhupada said, no, they even criticize Lord Chaitanya. What to speak of ourselves? They say Krishna, as I said before, he was born of criminals. He was born in a prison. Somehow or another, his father was able to escape the prison with him and then put him into a village and kidnapped this little baby that Mother Jasoda was born with. Just another manifestation of his criminal tendencies. And as soon as this little boy grew up, as soon as he got able to move, he killed his nurse. And his life is full of murder, killing animals in the forest. Everywhere he went, it was simply death and destruction. And of course, because his family was full of thieves, he was also a thief. From the beginning of his life, he stole everything he could get his hands on. Yogurt, butter, little girls' hearts. And as soon as the king got hold of him, captured him, brought him to the city, and he began to kill everything there too. Elephants, kings, wrestlers. So his life was full of different activities which were full of faults. And his whole family, he had a big, big family in their hideout. And finally, they were so full of fault that they got together one day and just killed each other. Got intoxicated, hit each other with sticks, and that was the end of the story. So if we want to find fault, we can find fault with God. What to speak of ourselves? But God is full of unlimited pleasure. and he knows exactly what to do to make everyone happy. There is no fault, just like the moon is full of sunshine and gives its light, cooling light to everyone. Although there may be little pock marks on the moon, it doesn't interfere with the beauty and the gifts of the moon. Similarly, for a devotee, although externally there may be some fault, drishtai svabhava janetera vapushastra doshar na prakritatvam iha bhakta janasya pasyat gangam vasam na buddha buddha pena pankar brahmatvam abhigachatir nirai abhigachani nira dharmai. So similarly, a devotee who's simply a transparent medium, that is, he's given up his desire to enjoy the material world, control the material world, and therefore he lets Krishna and Krishna's consciousness shine through. When Vidura came back after his journey of pilgrimage for so many years, then at that time Maharaj Yudhisthira greeted him with the words, Bhavan vidas bhagavatas tirtha bhutak swayam vibho tirthi tirthani bhutani swantak stena katabritaha. That saints like yourself, they're verily holy places of pilgrimage. Why? Because wherever you go, you carry Krishna within your heart, and therefore, because Krishna is there, you turn the whole place into a place of pilgrimage. As I mentioned before, in 1969, when I went to see Prabhupada in Boston, Massachusetts, they had just gotten a new temple. Prabhupada was coming to visit. We were having kirtan in the temple room. And suddenly I saw Lord Chaitanya. The same picture is still there. His arms were outraised. And the picture became glowing. The whole room became filled up with his presence. Prabhupada walked up the steps of the temple room was on the second floor, and the whole atmosphere became just like Vaikuntha. So was it that Prabhupada was a magician, and therefore he hypnotized everyone what was there, or he brought a special flashlight, like the Simon Thakur jewel? Satrajit had the Simon Thakur jewel, and everyone thought he was the sun god, except for Krishna. Prabhupada had no Simon Thakur jewel, nor was he a magician, but because his heart was pure, there, and because he was intensely meditating upon Krishna in transcendental love, therefore the whole room became filled with Krishna, his name, his form, his quality, his pastimes. When Prabhupada came somewhere, the whole spiritual world came along with him. And therefore even Lord Chaitanya was happy that when Prabhupada was there. Because Lord Chaitanya was always feeling separation from Krishna and Vrindavan. And when Prabhupada was there, then Krishna was there with Vrindavan also, and Krishna and all his associates. That's possible for everyone. Every human being has that opportunity. It's simply a question of making the right decisions, the right choices. It is not a question that someone was born a pure devotee, although some people are born as pure devotees, but most of us weren't born as pure devotees. But we have the opportunity to become a pure devotee if we simply agree to keep our connection with Krishna through the process of pure devotional service. It's simply a question of choices. If we choose the mode of ignorance, then we wind up in ignorance. If we choose the mode of passion, we wind up in passion. If we choose goodness, then we wind up in goodness. And if we choose devotion to Krishna, then we wind up in Krishna consciousness. Of course, if our goal is ignorance, then naturally we'll choose that. If our goal is passion, even if we're in ignorance, then we'll choose passion. We may perform devotional service thinking, let me perform devotional service because I want to go from ignorance to passion. Now I can't get what I want because I'm too dull. I'm not enthusiastic enough. Let me perform devotional service enough so I become passionate and then my life will become happy and successful. Or one may be in passion, thinking I'm working so hard, let me choose goodness so I can become peaceful and happy without doing anything. So one may be in passion and then choose devotional service to come to goodness. And if one is actually fortunate, then one may choose devotional service to come to the spiritual platform, to actually become liberated. Brahma Bhuta Prasanatma Nishoshiti Nakankshiti Samak Sarveshu Bhuteshu Madhvaktim Lavate Param. When we give up this, all these desires for hankering and lamentation. And what is one of the symptoms that we're hankering, lamenting? We don't see everyone equally. Because a male usually looks at the women and says, where is she? Where is the goddess of fortune? Or nowadays, where are the goddesses of fortune? And the ladies are looking, where is Narayan to protect me, maintain me, etc. Or there may be so many other things, because in the kingdom of God, there is the palace. So where is the palace? My Vaikuntha planet, they're on sale because there is the market has gone down for housing. So Vaikuntha planets are very cheap nowadays. Where is my Garuda? Maybe a new bird or an old one. One that makes a lot of noise or one that makes little. So the material world we see is a place where we look for the goddess of fortune or Narayan, and then we get our palace, our Vaikuntha planet, and then we fill it with our expansions, with our paraphernalia, and we think, well, now I'm God. Or I'm the goddess of fortune, in control of God. So that's the material world, simply an imagination, and there are so many varieties of it, and they're manufacturing new ones every day. We have to give up that idea, because otherwise we look around, here is the male, here is female, here is a dog, is he my friend? Here's an elephant, I wonder what he tastes like. I've eaten everything else except for an elephant. Let him become my next victim. Let him perform sacrifice and enter into my fire of digestion, where the main sacrifice is going on. Jagavai me. Aham Vaishnara Budva. On the other hand, if we have knowledge, then we don't see, here is someone for my sense pleasure, here is someone who may be an obstacle for my sense pleasure, either gross or subtle. Are they going to give me eating? Are they going to help my sleeping? Are they going to help my mating? Are they going to help my defending? Are they going to be obstacles for my eating or my sleeping or my mating or my defending? Or my profit or my adoration or my distinction or some other variety of material consciousness? On the other hand, if we think, here is a devotee, here is a possible devotee, if we come to the second class platform, Ishvari Tad Adineshu, Balisheshu, Dvitsatsu Cha, Prema Maitri Kripopeka, Yakuroti Samadhimaha. If we try to see with a vision of Krishna, I must keep Krishna in my life, not only when I worship him as the deity in the temple, but 24 hours a day, I must be with Krishna. Evam bude puram budva samstabhyatmanam atmana jahi shatru mahabaho kamarupam durashada. Krishna is like the fire. If I use my intelligence to keep myself connected with Krishna through the process of devotional service, then my little self will be connected with the big spiritual fire, and I'll be protected. Then I'll see things as they are. I'll feel great pleasure and happiness. I'll feel peaceful. And because I'm simply an instrument for Krishna, the bliss of Krishna will come from my heart, and I'll be able to help everyone at all times and all circumstances. But that connection with Krishna means to control the lower self by the higher, to take shelter of the orders of Krishna coming down through the simple succession, and not all the other knowledge, philosophy, demands, and anxieties coming from everyone who's not Krishna conscious. If we keep ourselves connected to Krishna, then we'll always be in Krishna consciousness. Then there can be no fault, we'll be peaceful, and we'll be able to see everyone equally. So to love Krishna, to know that Krishna is our shelter, Krishna is our goal, and those who help give us Krishna, they're also our shelter, and they're also our object of service and devotion. And the devotees, to learn how to properly reciprocate with them according to the loving exchanges, so that my love for Krishna and my love for the devotees grow, my appreciation for them grows. And for the innocent, to know that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his mission is to help bring others, children of Krishna, back to the spiritual kingdom, and therefore to see the innocent as objects of Krishna's mercy, my being an instrument to help them become Krishna conscious. And for those who are against Krishna, who are antagonistic towards Krishna, to reciprocate with them accordingly, and not to disturb them any more than they're disturbed. Otherwise, they'll create more offenses, and I may become disturbed myself. If we have that complete package, then we can come to the second-class platform and actually begin to develop all the good qualities, not theoretically, but factually. Not simply temporarily, but consistently, under all circumstances. Guru na pivi chalyate, that even in the greatest calamity, we'll be able to remain calm, peaceful, happy, and be able to reciprocate with others in Krishna consciousness. Just like Srila Prabhupada, he was fasting practically for 8-9 months, only drinking sometimes a little bit of milk, sometimes a little juice. Like Bhishma Dev on the bed of arrows, Prabhupada was just skin and bones. And yet, Prabhupada was asking the devotees who came, how is the prasadam being served in the temple? How are the devotees liking the prasadam? Prabhupada hadn't eaten for months and months, and he was concerned the devotees were getting proper prasad. Because Prabhupada was not in the material world, he was in the spiritual world. Raghunath Das Goswami, he was eating a little pad of buttermilk every other day. And it is said that in the spiritual world, he was having 3 big feasts with the gopis every day. Therefore, if we want to become tolerant, without becoming tolerant, we can't get free from anxiety. Unless we tolerate lust, anger, and greed, we can't become free from the anxieties that accompany them. But if we learn tolerance by becoming absorbed in Krishna consciousness, and of course Krishna consciousness means to associate with Krishna, especially by hearing about him, because hearing about Krishna means to actually associate with him. And if we develop our desire to associate with Krishna through hearing with attention, and we realize there's no other shelter, we accept there's no other shelter, because we think, oh, my body, what's going to happen to my body? As long as we're in that mood, then we'll think of, well, that's all right. We may even feel like that sometimes. What's going to happen to my body? But then we should take shelter of Krishna. When Ambarish Maharaj was attacked by Durvasa Muni, Durvasa Muni felt offended by Ambarish Maharaj and threw a flaming demon at him to kill him. Ambarish Maharaj immediately took shelter of Krishna, and he was so intensely absorbed in thinking about Krishna that tears of ecstasy were flowing from his eyes. He did not think that, you know, is there an Ayurvedic doctor who knows a little surgery in the house? I think we better call 911. No, he simply took shelter of Krishna, and the result, of course, is that Krishna not only protected him by throwing his Sudarshan Chakra at Durvasa Muni and destroying the fiery demon, but he also gave Ambarish Maharaj even a deeper experience of Krishna consciousness. So that's ultimately our only protection, because this body is destined to be destroyed, either today or tomorrow. But if our consciousness remains fixed in Krishna consciousness, if we dive into the ocean of devotional service, then in spite of the greatest difficulty, we won't be disturbed. So we should not think, let me have a happy life, Let me come have a peaceful life. Let everyone love me and protect me. Let this and that happen to me. No, then we won't get any practice to remain calm and peaceful in spite of the greatest disturbance by taking shelter of Krishna in Krishna consciousness. Therefore, the devotee, he welcomes when there are problems. Tattenu kampam susamikshamana punjana evatma kritam vipakam vridvagvavubirvi vidanamaste jiveta yad no bhakti sadayabhak tattenu kampam sa hankering for Krishna's mercy, his compassion. Tattenu kampam su means nicely, su sama means equally, iksha means to see, su shikshamana, su ikshamana, to see everything equally, su iksha sama, to see everyone equally, as an opportunity to help us remind us about Krishna and to do some service for Krishna. One time, one man probably was giving a lecture, I believe it was Montreal, and one man just stood up from the crowd and started to scream at Prabhupada. And Prabhupada just sat there very peacefully and didn't say anything. At the end, the devotees asked Prabhupada that, why didn't you say something? So Prabhupada said, well, this man, probably I offended him in my last lifetime, so now I must remain tolerant. Of course, in Krishna's service, Prabhupada manifested so many different ways of acting. Sometimes Prabhupada was giving a lecture in Bombay, and one hippie from the crowd, he started to say that actually he was God. And Prabhupada invited him up to the stage, and he was screaming at the man, and the man was screaming at him, and everyone was bewildered. What's going on? So Prabhupada had different ways of showing how to remain in Krishna consciousness. But that's our goal. If we remain in Krishna consciousness, then all the good qualities that we will be manifested. Now we're thinking, I have this quality, I have that quality. But they're not our qualities. The good and bad qualities are products of the material nature. We have good and bad desires. Good desire means we dovetail our desires with Krishna's service, and bad desire means everything else. If we're not doing something for Krishna, then we must be doing something either in ignorance, passion, or goodness, and it's all just like wet stool and dry stool. In India, there is a class of people who think, because people pass stool on the fields, and some people proclaim that the side of the stool that's facing the sun is the good part of the stool because it's been baked, it's dry. But the other side of the stool, which is still moist, is not good part of the stool. But after all, the subject matter is still stool. Whether you're attracted to the wet or the dry part, it's more or less the same quality. Similarly, as soon as we give up Krishna's service, then immediately we become captured by the illusory energy. And whether we're captured by goodness, passion, or ignorance, it's material nature. And as soon as we dovetail that, whatever material nature we find ourselves in, we dovetail our desires with the desires of the disciple succession, practical desires, by chanting Hare Krishna, worshipping the deities, hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, serving the devotees, and making the atmosphere spiritual by spreading Krishna consciousness, either in the temple or in our house or in the whole world. As soon as we dovetail our desires with those desires, as soon as we become expert in Krishna consciousness, then our lives become perfectly Krishna conscious, and our life actually becomes peaceful without any fault, and we become equally love everyone, and everyone can actually love us. So, I'll stop there. Any questions, comments? Yes.
She also mentioned we should get rid of
Well, don't try and get rid of it. We should come to Krishna consciousness, and then everything, including material goodness, will go away. It will become pure spiritual goodness. But if we have a little goodness now, it's not such a bad thing. The devotee generally acts in goodness for Krishna. So we have to add Krishna, and then everything else will follow gradually. Anything else? So I do have some Mahaprasad from Balaji. People usually in India, they used to travel for months to go to Balaji. So the devotees, they have some good connections in Balaji. Some devotees work in the temple there. Balaji, if you don't know, that's Venkateshwar. Balaji means Krishna, but he's also worshipped as a Vishnu deity. That temple is the wealthiest temple and deity in the world. They have, I forget how many hundreds and thousands of people, sometimes millions of people go and see Balaji. Sometimes they offer gold bars to him. Many people in Gujarat especially, throughout India, they offer half their profit from their business to Balaji. So he's a very wealthy deity. We gave some grains of rice. It says from Balaji that were offered to him, if you put them in the hundi, the donation box, then you can become wealthy. The deity here will become wealthy too. So we brought back some grains of rice for Shri Radha Gopinath and Lilita Vishaka and Lord Jagannath also, and Lord Baladev and Srimati Subhadra Devi. Of course, Gaura Nitya are renunciates, but... their prasadam may get better too. And here's a little prasadam from Balaji, so if anyone would like some. It's only the rice that makes you wealthy. This makes you happy. Sometimes people wait for 5 days to see the deity. We waited half an hour. Thank you.